What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Lovely Monday morning to you. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, interest rates fall for the fifth consecutive week as government records 58% oversubscription of T-bill sales. Meanwhile, Fitch Solutions forecasts upside risks to the country's interest rate projection. Plus, Citi's sharp depreciation last month, despite International Monetary Fund flow attributed to fresh energy sector payments to power producers. We have details of these and many others lined up for you. Please stay. Grateful for your company. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Interest rates fell for the fifth consecutive week on the yield curve. That's according to results of Treasury bills auctioned by the Bank of Ghana. This is expected to help reduce marginally the cost of government's domestic debt. More in this report.
Interest rates continue to ease following an expected decline in inflation in January 2024. The rate on the 91-day bill went down by 30 basis points to 28.29%. That of the 182-day bill also took a nosedive to 30.79% from the previous weeks of 31.09%. The one-year bill also dropped to 31.39% from the preceding weeks of 31.79%. Meanwhile, demand for T-bills remained high as the government secured 4.52 billion cedis from the sale of the short-term securities. This represented about 58% oversubscription. The majority of the bids came from the 91-day bill, in which the uptake was 1.914 billion cedis. This was approximately 42.27%. The 364-day bill followed suit with a subscription of 1.402 billion cedis. All the bids were accepted. The 182-day bill also saw bids worth 1.211 billion tendered. All the bids were accepted.
A business desk report. Now, Fitch Solutions is forecasting upside risks to the country's interest rate projection. That's according to its latest article, dubbed "More Interest Rate Cuts on the Way in Ghana Following Cautious Start of Easing Cycle." Here's more.
The UK-based firm said an escalation in geopolitical tensions could disrupt global trade, leading to further increases in global commodity prices. As Ghana is a net importer of both fuel and food items, such an increase would raise the cost of imports and disrupt the disinflation process. It added there's also a risk that negotiations between Ghana and its commercial creditors will stall and take longer than currently anticipated. This would delay International Monetary Fund disbursements and weaken investor confidence, resulting in a sell-off of the cedi and a resurgence of inflation. In both scenarios, it said the Bank of Ghana would embark on a more conservative, monetary easing cycle than currently forecast.
A business desk report. Now, the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research is making a strong case for the government to address challenges affecting Ghana's cocoa sector. This comes on the back of the 2024 Economist Intelligence Unit Commodities Outlook, which indicates that the price of cocoa will go up. According to Director of the Research, Professor Peter Kwoti, government should be swift in restructuring Ghana Cocoa Board and other critical areas within the cocoa value chain for the sector to improve on its revenue. Speaking to Joy Business, he said government must act fast.
We need to fight the illegal mining problem. And if we do so, then we can rake in the revenue from cocoa and also Cocoa Board, and they have to be supported. I believe in the budget statement and also in the IMF program, there were steps to ensure that Cocoa Board is restructured, that there will be Minister of Finance, for instance, said you're going to be part of the board and so many. So there are steps or proposals that have been made. It's just putting them to practice to ensure that these organizations operate efficiently, they are managed, they are governed properly, efficiently. And once that is done, I believe in the next couple of years, they'll be back on their feet.
Professor Peter Kwoti is the director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, ISSE, speaking there. Investment banking firm Synergy Global Holdings has advised financial institutions to design friendly and practical products to support the agricultural sector. The company made the appeal after research it conducted showed that only 15% of farms in Ghana are commercialized. Speaking to Joy Business, analyst with the group Linda Latte said the report of the agri sector being risky can't be reversed.
Yeah, we understand that the agri sector may be risky, but it's not hopeless. So considering the sector having much to offer, stakeholders should adapt to key or let me say creative schemes that could solve their challenges at the same time or in the same way providing finance to them. So in a way of the suggestions we put in out there and in our article stating that they could adapt. I think Ghana is doing well with some of them. So far, the pay-as-you-go financing scheme is notable. So we commend that.
Linda Latte is an analyst with Synergy Global Holdings. Now, the Ghana cities woes last month, despite the inflow of the $600 million International Monetary Fund package, was due to some payments of energy sector debt to power producers. That's what Joy Business has picked up from some currency traders with commercial banks. Joy Biafe reports.
The Ghana cities since the last quarter of 2023 posted one of its longest relative stability against the US dollar. However, it started recording some blips last month. Some industry watchers described this development as interesting, especially at the time that Ghana managed to pass its first program review with the IMF and later received the first tranche of cash during that month. But some currency traders working with the banks have told Joy Business that there has been some fresh payments made to the power producers in the energy sector to prevent any outages, which has largely contributed to the sudden pressure on the Ghana city. This sent signals to the market that the Bank of Ghana's reserves could be coming under some pressure, coupled with the normal demand from businesses that want to restock for the year and some payments made to the agri sector. However, news of the Bank of Ghana's reserves has crossed over $6 billion, as well as the more than $300 million from the World Bank that should be coming in soon could change this trend. But for some, unless you cross the first quarter of this year, they will still argue that the stability of the Ghana city is yet to be tested.
George Yafe with that report. More within the energy space, the chief executive officer of the Chamber of Independent Power Generators Ghana, Eli Blame Apetogbo, has described the Emissions Levy Act as a politically risky venture which will increase the cost of power. According to him, the emissions levy would trigger an increase in electricity tariffs. In a statement, Dr. Apetogbo said the implementation of the Emissions Levy Act necessitates an equal measure of review of the electricity generation tariff to ensure the predictability of the cash flow obligations of the power producers. He goes on to say the implementation of the new tax laws and amendments directed the enactment of the Emissions Levy Act. This law imposes a levy of 100 cedis per ton on carbon dioxide equivalent emissions from the electricity producers as statutory incidents. And we now go to the currency market, and the Cedi this morning is going for 12 cedis 45 pesos to the US dollar in the retail market. It is selling at 15 cedis 65 pesos against the pound. It is, however, trading at 13 cedis 38 pesos to the euro. To some other stories, the National Petroleum Authority has revealed that more oil marketing companies are expected to adjust fuel prices upward from today. It is coming after the three major OMCs took the lead to review prices at the pumps. There are reports that only a few companies will increase prices, but head of economic regulations Abbas Tasunti tells Joy Business the increment will cut across the OMCs.
Price increments happen in line with what happens on the international market and also exchange rate. So the price increments you are seeing is something that affects all oil marketing companies. So starting from the first day of the window, the new prices start to take effect. So you would have realized that some oil marketing companies have already started increasing their prices. From our projection, the prices are going to affect every OMC, and therefore we expect that from their own point of view, they will make different price adjustments as in line with the price regulation policy.
Abbas Tatunti is the head of economic regulation at the National Petroleum Authority, which shall now go to the stock market. And the price of Unilever PLC is expected to increase this week due to increased bids for the stock above its current market price. Let's now hear from Grace Monoyan of Data Bank Research on how your stocks will fare this week on the Ghana Stock Exchange.
Meridian Marshall's holding company closed as the sole price mover after declining 1 peso to 10 pesos per share. Despite the decline, the market indices closed the week unchanged due to the stock's negligible contribution to the market's capitalization. The Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index held steady at 1.35% year-to-date, while the Data Bank Stock Index maintained its year-to-date gains at 1.14%. Market activity advanced week on week with 2.7 million shares valued at 4.1 million Ghana cedis, changing hands across 21 counters. MTN Ghana was the most active counter, accounting for 79% of the recorded turnover. This week, we expect the price of Unilever Ghana to increase due to increased bids for the stocks above its current market price. For Joy Business Reports, Grace Munanyun of Data Bank Research.
A dash to the commodities market. Crude oil is selling this morning at $77 a barrel. Gold lost more than $9 to open trading at $2,030 an ounce. Cocoa, however, went up by $53 and is trading at $5,009 a ton. That's it.